Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And today is Monday, the 22nd of November. So we'll see if our co-host is on, Annika. Are you out there today, Annika?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron. It's good to be on and great to be with Creation Light Shift. I wanted to welcome everyone, and we are also on DBS Fast Chat. Feel free to put your questions and any suggestions for Ron on there. And we also take callers today. Let's see here. I got to get that number. But maybe in the meantime, you want to get us heart-centered or anything like that, Ron, and then I come back to the numbers?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that. So here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind-to-heart drop. So we count from 10 backwards or 10 to 1. This you can do yourself whenever you choose to. So it's, you have to command the energy. So you're commanding your spirit to drop your awakening consciousness, the thoughts in your head, down to your heart center. Then you can have your answers there. And then you're out of time. That's the main thing. You're out of the alien timeline reality. So nothing for you to do. Just sit back, relax, and I'll do this for you. And this you should be doing all the time yourself anyway. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so how do you feel, everybody? You should feel like you're out of time because you're in your heart center. Remember, when you're in your heart, you're not connected to the active alien timeline that puts you into the law of cause and effect, or could say into duality. And this is where you want to live your life if you possibly can. But it's a little difficult sometimes because you need to get a day planner, because then you're not controlled by time itself. So we'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay. I'm just looking through the fast chat here to see if there was anything that we maybe missed from Saturday, but it might take me a little while. The call-in numbers, anyway, the toll-free number, we're on station one. It's 888-815-9756. And there are three other numbers you can check also on line one or station one. If you go to bbsradio.com and check those out. So I do get some questions sometimes from people on email, and I can just go to that because this is one of our friends who's asking about the time that we're in, you know, with 24 hours in a day, and everybody has the same amount of it, but yet some people manage to get a lot more work done in that 24 hours than others. So why could that be, Ron?
Well, let's see. There could be many things happening. It's possible that maybe in that 24-hour time period, you're not here, and a clone is taking your place, and the clone is doing what you would normally do, but it might be slower at it than you. And you may not know the difference, and your friends may not know the difference, but when you come back here, you might wonder why it took so long to do something. And that's probably because the clone was not completely engaged with what you want to do, or didn't have all the information, so it kind of went slower than normal. And that's what it could be. I was just doing some investigations on timelines, and some of the timelines that you go onto are kind of maybe broken apart and broken up. So you're only on them for maybe a couple minutes to maybe 15 minutes. And then you get bounced into maybe another timeline, and you kind of lose track of what you're doing a little bit when you're on these timelines, and you don't have enough information. And then when you go to another one, maybe that same information that you had previously on another timeline may work fine for you, because maybe it's not as advanced or doesn't need as much information to do a certain task. And then you finally come back to this reality, and you're still living that same scene on the timeline. And then maybe you're fully charged up because you have all your information from here. Where before, the clone that was either with you or the clone that was taking the place of you here, and you still thought you were doing it wherever you were, okay? Because all these experiences run at the same time. And so maybe down here where it's physical, if the clone was in your place, you may have only was productive maybe for 10 minutes out of the hour, where maybe where you were on a parallel lifetime, where they really wanted to use you, where you were actually abducted to, maybe you got 2 hours of work done in an hour. When you come back here to this reality, all of a sudden you wonder, gee, I know I could have done better, but I don't know what happened. And that's because you might be having the remembrance of doing a lot on that timeline, but back here nothing got done. So that may sound a little bit far out, but I was talking to a gentleman earlier today, and we're kind of discussing this process. So I'll kind of give you part of that discussion. So let's just say that you are, I'll just say in the construction business, and you're in a certain, we'll just say that you're in the state of Virginia. And in Virginia, you are a person who's in charge of maybe digging swimming pools. So you're very good at this, and you get contracted to dig out a swimming pool in somebody's yard, and you're doing that perfectly fine. And then somebody else wants you to dig one in, we'll just say Las Vegas, okay? So what happens is they take a clone of you, since you have all the information on doing this, whoever they are, okay, one of the ET aliens, take you now to Las Vegas, and you're now there in a clone body, okay? So just kind of follow me here. So you're now digging a swimming pool in Virginia, and now they also abduct you with some information and make you a clone, and now you go to Las Vegas, Nevada to do a swimming pool job. So now you're digging the hole in the ground for the swimming pool as a clone body. Now, the clone body doesn't know anything about complications that could happen. So all of a sudden, you're digging this pool, and we'll just say you hit a water main, okay, and there's water everywhere. And the clone goes, I don't know what to do about this here. I wasn't trained for that. So now the clone goes back to you that's physical here in Virginia, and you say, gee, I just got to now start looking up, what if I hit a water main or something when I'm digging a pool? Maybe I should just do some research and call some friends, because I have this information that this could be a possibility. So you talk to some friends, you get the information. That now gets passed on to the clone, and who is still working, we'll say, in Las Vegas. And all of a sudden, now you have this experience hitting the water main from your clone body in Las Vegas. And you don't think much of it because you don't have that real awareness in Las Vegas because a clone was there. Now, let's say a year later, you go to Las Vegas yourself with your real body, and you walk in the streets there, and a person comes up to you and says, oh, man, I remember you. And you look at him, you go, well, I don't know if I ever saw this person before in my life. You go, you're the one that hit that water main digging the swimming pool in my neighbor's backyard. And we had a nice conversation. I brought over some tea for you because you're really stressed out, and my wife made a cake for you. And you look at him like, man, where's this guy coming from, you know? Well, that was your clone. So if you ever had people talk to you on the street and say, were you at so-and-so place or something like that, you know? Or, you know, were you, you know, ever over here? You look very familiar to me. You know, that's the reason. They probably saw the clone of you. And now they remember the clone. So that may bring up some interesting thought forms, thought ideas for everybody here. Remember, the clone only has so much information in it. It doesn't carry the complete database of maybe who you are, just enough to do a particular task. And like in this situation, it'd be like digging the hole in the ground for a swimming pool. So maybe you need a whole lot of information to dig a hole. But when a problem occurred, all of a sudden it goes, uh-oh, what do I do next? It goes back to the original human body to figure out the answer to that question or the problem. So Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so could it be also that then that person who seems really productive and in that sense can kind of have a little bit of judgment towards you if you're not that productive? Could it be that that person is actually the clone too, or maybe the clone, or on some kind of robotic program to get things done really well, really impressively, but you're not ever going to be as impressive as that person?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, just seeing here what was on the trash app before, Tom was asking, and that's from Saturday, so you might have gotten to this, but since we're talking about time, Tom is saying, why do things speed up, slow down, and lose time lately?
That's probably because of the timeline crashing. Maybe the timeline that you're on was supposed to be very long, and so it takes a long time to do something. You know, as you're working things out on the timeline, it could be a clone in your place, and you maybe you start the task. This is kind of weird sounding, but maybe you started the task, and then they abducted you, put a clone in your place, you know, for 2 hours, and then you came back after 2 hours, and you go, man, I've just been sitting here at my desk or whatever doing not much of anything. I only got 3 pieces of paper shuffled, and I don't know what happened to me. Just time just got away from me, and I was productive because I was doing all this work here on these couple pieces of paper, moving them from side to side, up and down, back and forth. So I was productive, but the end result is you had nothing done. But and then you wonder, gee, you know, what happened here? So that could be what the problem is these timelines that are crashing is maybe causing maybe confusion in people. And then the flip side of that, maybe you're becoming more conscious and knowing that you need to always be present in your body. Remember, this is all the teachings of Jesus, you know. He probably knew a lot more than what he is thought of even knowing, you know. So you got to remember, that's why he said to stay home, you know. Kingdom is within. Don't go outside of yourself. So it's, and maybe he didn't understand all of it. I don't know, you know, at this moment in time. But remember, we're in time here. So
yeah. The
whole thing is, you know, who are you? Who are you really talking to? So this would be, you know, really good when you go out and you see somebody else in your life. Is this person real or not? Are they running a robotic program? Are they the person that I saw an hour or two ago, or the person maybe I had an appointment with last time? You know, did I go to the dentist and he was first nice to me, and now I went back for the second appointment and he's kind of weird looking, you know, or acting strange toward me? You know, you have to be, you know, definitely on your toes here. Because who are you really talking to? And what's in that body? So I did see the movie last night of Skyline. I didn't really personally care for too much. You know, just had these alien critters there that had tentacles, kind of like octopus tentacles in a sense. I didn't see any suction cups, but the very end of them would go over people's heads and pop off their head and get the brain out, and then it would eat the brains. So that's kind of what that was about, aliens eating people. And anyway, that's abducting people and stuff. And that's, you know, another movie that's out there. You know, like I say, where's the movie out there where you see aliens coming down to the earth here and showing us all these nice inventions, how to clean the air, how to, you know, have a car that runs on maybe air or something, you know, or, you know, they have all this technology, something that's very special, no pollution, you know, ways to grow plants nice. And then naturally, where's the aliens that hand out the $100 bills to everybody? Because you're so friendly, you know. So anyway, all the movies that I normally have seen about aliens are ones that kind of make you terrified, you know, in one sense. And there's a good reason for that, you know. You know, if you look at the vampire movies, they normally show negative things happening. So would you think vampires are good, you know? Anyway, typically you'd probably say no, or shapeshifters, you know. So anyway, that's kind of how I'm looking at that with our movie industry. So they're just getting the information that they are probably not maybe conscious to, but they're, in a sense, the body's being used and they're told what to, remote controlled, we'll say, on what to put down in the film by whoever wishes to control them on a timeline. And they may show them all these things happening. And then the person comes back and says, man, I got this great vision of what to do. And maybe they're seeing it play by play, you know, in real time, of what the aliens want to show us on a movie. And the person's, you know, writing the script out. So anyway, food for thought again. But right now we're investigating more of the timelines to see how they are controlling us and how to get rid of them. So that's what we're doing now with the light ship is, you know, going through the timelines. Timelines are crashing. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so just wanted to mention that what Ron was mentioning there. Also, there's a lot of clearings on www.creationlightship.com, and the robotics clearing is one of those. And if you have questions about certain clearings, you can just type them in on Fast Chat or call in. I did write out the call-in numbers. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. So I wanted to mention a little bit about the clouds. We've talked a lot about the clouds, and I saw that Derek had a question about clouds. And that is also from Saturday. Why do dark clouds seem to get attacked and dissipate? And we've certainly seen a lot of changes with clouds. So maybe, Ron, you want to go into that a little bit about what we're seeing in the sky. Because we're definitely seeing a lot more blue skies. We have seen a lot of changes since the Creation Lightship has been here. And also Marie R. has just gone through something. So maybe we should do a few clearings that can help with a deceased sister's husband who just died. She says if we could possibly check that soul out. I don't know if it's something we can do here and now. And Marie is saying she's mostly feeling balanced and dropping into her heart center, which I'm glad to hear that you are being able to do that. And of course, when we have more emotional things come up, it can be a lot more challenging. So, Ron, maybe we can do a few clearing samples to help with that situation for Marie.
Okay, so let's work with Marie here and everyone else who's had a loved one that has passed away fairly recently here. So let's first take away the emotional body of the person that has passed on. That's the first thing to do. That way it'll be much easier on all the family members and relatives, because the emotional body will body hop and have regrets of what it has done in its lifetime, and also have regrets for not being in a body. So it may try to choose a body to come into, to live in also. So here we go. We'll take away this emotional body, do a healing on it. And it's not needed down here for any reason. So here we go. Count to 10 to release it and to clean it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that body should be released. We'll do a feeling body release now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do a trauma body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, the most important thing is to get the spirit out of here so it's not stuck on the reincarnation loop again. So let's have the light ship find the spirit here, this person. And there we go. It's connected, so no problem. So whatever people do as far as their rituals of praying for someone, et cetera, the funeral service, the light ship will watch over and take away the spirit. So it's like having an early ascension for this particular person right now. So that spirit is rescued. Okay, let's do a pain body. Also, that could be floating around. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll do a clearing for you, Marie. Okay, so this is for everybody. We'll do an emotional clearing. And this will be like an overwhelm clearing for emotions. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And we'll energize the light beam. So here we go. This will be like an extreme emotional trauma release. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. So, thank you so much for doing that. And hopefully we're hoping you feel better, Marie, and everybody else is probably feeling it too. So thank you. Ed is asking exactly who decides when ascension is, and if I'm right, that's probably CLS. What would you say, Ron?
Yeah, it's not necessarily someone up there like we were taught about, like in religions, this gray-haired, white-haired person with the big beard, you know, in the sky who makes decisions. That's the aliens doing that. The light ship does it when it chooses to. And that's it. It's if I knew, I would tell you, but I have no clue. So... And I have no way to, my intuition, if I were to use that, you know, it feels like it would probably be after 2012. But I don't know. You know, I would hope that the Earth spirit would be at 100% so it could get the heck out of here. But that's not the main reason, why it would probably take longer. It's because the whole universe of light, we're just like one grain of sand. Everything else has to shift, too. So everything else could be having similar, maybe I won't say difficulties, but everything has to find itself back to wholeness before ascension, typically. Not always, but it's much easier if you're whole for ascension than it is to have the light ship try to find you. Because if nothing was whole at ascension time, the light ship would probably not manifest anything for a long, long, long time. Only because you have to have something whole and complete to do a manifestation. So everything else now is probably like backpedaling in the universe and getting itself back into wholeness, releasing anything in it that would be of judgment. Typically, I don't think there'd be that much out there like it is here, but just having this perspective here, This is why, you know, Jesus came to do the ascension work for people, the preparation to, you know, take away their genetic stuff so that they could become whole and complete with their spirit integrated in the cell structure of their body, along with, you know, the first part of just being heart-centered. So that's the whole thing. So, you know, it could happen tomorrow. It could happen after this program. You know, I don't know. But the dark side predictions know that their ascension time is going to be 2012 in December, because that's when they want to take all these people away. So back to you, Annika.
Yep. Okay. So before I do your question there, Freedom, I will. I just want to cover it. Marie is asking, where on the website is the new Alien Parallel All Lifetimes clearing, and how do you access it? And I can actually tell you how to do that. When you go to the Creation Lightship page, you will see a list of all our online healings up top on the left-hand side. And you click on that, and you can put a search term in at the top there, and that is Parallel Life. And, yeah, so the book is actually what you click on. I don't know if I was being clear there. So it's a book that says a list of all our online healings, and that's what you click on. And then in the search term, you put Parallel Life, for instance. That's what I did. And it comes up as a clearing, Alien All Parallel Lifetime Removal, and it's $100 each, and you can click on that, and then you should go be able to get to PayPal.
It's $100.
So, I mean, there's...
Yeah,
sorry, Ron.
It's a one-time price for all of your clearings to get into the Parallel Lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not for each one. It's one price for all. So
yeah,
you can,
and you can do all your whole lifetime clearings there, right?
Yeah, all the ones that you've done previously.
All the ones that you've done, yes. Mm-hmm.
It allows you to...
Let's get that covered.
Yeah, it allows you to go back into a clearing that maybe you've had a year or two, maybe 3-4 years ago, maybe when I did one in person for you, possibly, and just go in there and click on it, and you can do those clearings as a parallel lifetime. And have a lot of fun. It'll definitely bring you back. You know, if you wonder why your life is messed up, it's those parallel lives. So by doing that, you can go into, you know, a problem even. You know, like if you have an emotional problem, just go into that with emotional clearing, and it might clear you out of all these lifetimes that you don't know anything about, bringing back that emotional stuff in this lifetime. So that's what it's designed for, is to augment your clearings that you've had in the past to bring them into a parallel lifetime clearing. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. I definitely like that clearing. I've been doing it lately, and it's amazing. It really is. Very, very empowering to do that. Back to Freedom was mentioning, is it possible that we are... now that's gone off my page here. See if I can get that back again. Is it possible we're becoming more conscious of abduction? And is it possible to walk into a cloned place and be aware of it?
Let's see. What was it? Let me have to read the fast chat here. Let me just click back on again. Is it possible to be conscious during an abduction? Is that what it was?
Yeah, is it possible we're becoming more conscious of abduction?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I guess it could be...
Say so, uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I would say that.
And is it
or that way.
Yeah.
You know about it first. Remember, what this show is about is to teach empowerment. And once you kind of understand what's happening, then you can start seeing it in your friends, okay? So... At first, you might say, oh, this really isn't me, you know. I never get abducted, but you can watch your friends as they get taken away, you know, to the beyond, though. And then from there, you can see how they're responding. Then you can also, in a while after you kind of get those characteristics of how they behave, then see how you're behaving that way. And there may not be much you can do about it other than, as we start releasing the timeline crashings, we'll be putting up at some point an issue clearing for parallel lifetimes, so you're able to pick an issue, because we all have issues. And the issue might be amplified in the parallel lifetimes, and you bring it back here. And you wonder why your life isn't the way you want it to be. And maybe you're not even that type of person. Maybe you think, man, I was never raised this way. It's interesting, and this everybody can probably relate to, is racism, okay? And unless you were taught maybe in this lifetime about a certain race of people, maybe from your parents that they didn't like, now you took it on, and now you don't like maybe a white person, you know, white race. Maybe let's just say one of the white races we'll say is Irish. So all of a sudden you're out of nowhere, you don't like Irish people, and you go, wow, I used to like Irish people. I never even thought about Irish people. Then I hit like 22, and I don't like them now. And you wonder, what the heck's happening to you? Well, maybe you got an entity in you that doesn't like Irish people. So you can understand that by getting rid of the entity. So the whole thing is to become back into peace and with your spirit. But, sometimes you're not even taught anything, and we have this stigma or something that we don't like, and that's because it could be also from a clone in a parallel life someplace, or you in a parallel life not liking this race of people. So that's probably what the dark side likes to do, is to amplify that in people. So remember, when you have wars, they're involved with that, and they're probably just making the enemy worse than what they really are, typically. And the other people would be an enemy to you, and they're making you worse. But if you were to actually, typically meet, without, say, your weapons, and you would have a conversation with the person that, you're trying to kill them and they're trying to kill you, and you got rid of all your weapons, you say, I want to just meet this person just for the hell of it, just see what they're like. You might be great friends, but yet the alien interference comes in and the robotic programming comes in, and all of a sudden now you're enemies. And that's how you have to look at what's going on here. So the main thing is, where did you get the programming at? Who's programming you? What's programming you? And is it really you doing this here? So, the whole thing is awareness. And at some point, as these timelines get crashed more and you're able to come more into wholeness, you're going to be able to understand more fully what's happened to this planet and why it's in the state of affairs that it is. And it's all because of the aliens' involvement here with the domination and control of everything. And I just wish they'd all leave, myself, and allow us just to live in peace. So that's my words of wisdom here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Just wanted to mention a few great comments here. Tina is saying, thank you for adding more pictures of healers to the website. And she's also asking, if we miss ascension this time, would the lifetime clearing still help us?
Yeah, you want to get your spirit barcode taken off of you. So that will help you to get out of here. As of right now, if you miss the ascension point, boy, I don't know what to say. You may not maybe ever show up again, okay? At least your body may not. So, as of right now, do that clearing, the spirit barcode, so that the light ship can find you, like we just got through doing with the person who just passed on today. Elisha was able to find your spirit. So we did that. Remember, after a while, let's just say that he passed on, we'll say, 2 weeks ago, and somebody came on the program here. Well, he's probably already, he or she would already be probably hooked up through all the prayers, religious services, everybody praying for Jesus to come to get him, et cetera, or whatever their faith is, and he'd be gone to forced reincarnation. So this person is lucky that maybe he left on this day where this awakened other person, Marie, could come in and help him out. Very, very nice. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and so if somebody does pass on, what would be the best thing to do then? How would we best help that person, let's say, by not having a service and that sort of thing? Could anyone do that?
Well,
I mean, obviously.
Normally people are, conditioned through belief systems, I would imagine now the funeral parlors, will tell you that they have ministers online they can call to do a service for you, So if you had nothing done and nobody prayed, then the person, the spirit would not be forced to go to the light of the darkness, and it might just be floating around here. The light ship probably is not going to find them until ascension time at that point, but that would still be okay. The spirit would have to be, deprogrammed, but the light ship will do that in quarantine form. But what you could do, is if you know somebody, that's why I have the deceased loved one's, at least emotional trauma release there on the website. And also, I think, one for the spirit, too. But I can't guarantee that they're already in the light of the darkness. They're already on the path of reincarnation. So that's that situation. Because there's so many parallel lifetimes out there. Remember, all this light of the darkness stuff could be parallel lifetimes, too. So the question might be, why can't the light ship get rid of the forced reincarnation by getting rid of the other side energy? Well, look at how many parallel lifetimes we have. Everybody listening might be going through 50 a day on them. I don't know. You have to kind of watch yourself and just see if you're present. Pinch yourself, slap yourself gently, and see if you're here or not. If you watch people, you can see people daydreaming all the time. Well, where are they? And the person that's daydreaming, is it really a person or is it a clone there? It's kind of hard to tell these days. So I don't know, what to actually say about the clones and yourself and everything else. I haven't really got that figured out yet, but I do know about parallel lifetimes. I do know about clone bodies so far. So this is all just an awakening process, I think, for everybody listening, too. I'm just trying to get rid of the stuff that's causing problems here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. So since you're talking about the spirit barcode, Linda's asking if that is the same as the death barcode.
No, the spirit barcode was put on the spirit of everybody when they first incarnated to the earth. So that could be probably maybe 30 to maybe 80,000 years ago. And once you get that put on you, then you're stuck here. The song Hotel California by the Eagles, okay? And you're here. So the spirit barcode allows you to leave here. The light ship then will know that you're here. And it will take away that barcode that is causing your spirit to become abducted during the process when the spirit is no longer in the body, or a body. And that would be different than the death. The death barcode is what's in place by your natal chart, another controlling mechanism. And that's what how they want to get you out of here so that you can come back in again with a new body with more energy. Remember, they don't want anybody, they really don't want or can't use anybody who's frail, say one foot in the grave, another one on the other foot's on the banana peel. They don't want that. You see, they want somebody who's alive and wiggling, with a lot of energy. And a lot of emotional traumas. So somebody's already been through all that caused them to be half dead or in the dying process. They want to take that spirit out, clean it up, and then force it into a new body, which will have new life force energy, because the spirit then would be whole and complete and not completely traumatized by life's events here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. So Peace is saying that... I have the impression that source energy is just light. So, Ron, does source energy have any type of form? If you could describe that.
Well, does it have a form? The life doesn't the light would not have a form unless it manifested something to go into. So I would say that would probably be correct, okay? So the light is everywhere, but it needs a form, a blueprint to work out of. So what you have in your body is two blueprints. You have a blueprint of the body, and then you have the spirit that energized your blueprint, and the light ship energized both of those, okay? And so the light itself would not have a form. It would just strictly be energy of non-judgment that is freely given for everything to partake of. And that's why it can't judge. If it judged, then it would have discernment. I mean, excuse me, it would have duality. And it would not be able to, in fact, we have discernment here. The light would not have discernment. It will just automatically do whatever needs to be done as the spirit requests to do something. So in the light, there's no such thing as good and bad. It's just what you choose to experience. So it does not have discernment. It's just strictly pure energy. And the energy would be, with an emotional term, would be love, but moving away from the emotions, it would be strictly an energy that we know as peace, calmness, okay, without any type of energy of duality being attached to it. That's where you want to get to when you go to the mind to heart drop. Then you're in that peace energy, and you cannot have a negative or positive thought. It doesn't exist there because the light does not live or has not created those situations. Only the manifestations that it created, like your spirit and your body, then the body is able to make maybe discernment or, if not, judgment of something, and then it gets back into the duality energies, because on this planet we have darkness here, and that takes you out of source energy. So I hope that kind of answered the question there.
Okay, so Ron, before we were speaking about the spirit barcode, and there's also other barcodes that we can do on the website, she was wondering, can we do it for other people? Can we remove the spirit barcode for others?
Well, of course, for anybody, yes. Just go on there and just do that. Yeah, no problem. So, yeah, you don't have to talk to anybody. That's the difference between the light ship healings and earthly modalities. The first thing is you have, by the New Agers, love, non-interference, you can't do something for somebody else unless you ask them. Well, that's just, a dark side teaching. In light, the light always says yes, so the light always works with the spirit. So I guess their terminology is probably kind of correct, because if you go up to somebody and you say, I want to do a spell on you, is that okay? You're going to say, hell no, But you want to know what's happening to you. But in the light, it works through your spirit, so you don't have to worry about anything because it's light to light. And the light never harms anything. Everything in the mind energy out there will harm something, and that's the difference. But, you can work on anybody on the planet with light energy. It works through the spirit of the person.
Okay.
Spirit will not harm anything.
Okay, so great. I think we have a caller on, Ron. Karen, are you out there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Annika. Hi, Ron. I wanted to call in and just tell you, Ron, how much I appreciate Creation Lightship. No, I haven't been as active on the BBS calls over the past couple of months, but Creation Lightship is it's a daily practice in doing my self-help exercises and some of the basic necessary clearings. It's a part of my life, and my family and I have been going through, or my husband and I, should say, have been going through some fairly intense both health issues for Randy and some intense financial issues, which I was running the psychic billboard and self-help clearings especially I was running it daily later this summer and earlier this fall, and the issue resolved. And I mean, I attribute it to the Creation Lightship. So I would just like to thank you for that, and say what a help that those two clearings have been in our life. And I also wanted to share a self-empowerment technique that I've been using for myself that's really helping me connect to my spirit. And that is, I've been doing, I know you need to make sure that you're heart-centered, but I've been doing dowsing with just a necklace, like a pendulum, but it's just a necklace I have. And I have always made sure that I've been heart-centered and asked my spirit to only answer the questions. And I've gotten really good over the last month in asking the questions. And I've started to ask a confirmation of CLS clearings I should do for that day, details of the clearings, like whether it's a spell or a curse or a hex, which my mind or I just didn't know the difference for before. And I'm getting very... Well, I have a pretty good intuition anyway, so I can tell if it's an answer that I'm not gonna, that I don't trust. And like I said, I've been doing it for a month now, and I feel like I'm getting really good answers. And it's just been a great way for me to talk to my spirit all the time. And if nothing else, I would say it's gotten me to do my self-help exercises, the mind-to-heart draw, the life force energy exercise, pretty much constantly throughout the day. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. I know that you have to be careful with it to make sure it's not an entity answering, but it's been really helpful for me. And mostly I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you and the Lightship and everything you do. So thank you, Ron.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you, Karen.
Well, that's really great, Karen. Before you go, what kind of clearing? You mentioned billboard, and you might have done some of the self-empowerment, but obviously you mentioned the pendulum helping you so much with actually getting answers from your spirit, and that's just wonderful. I just wanted to see if there's something that you find really beneficial for you or one of your family members that you really like to do quite a lot.
In terms of the Creation Lightship clearings?
Yeah, and
I'm not sure
the particular clearing.
Well, I've asked...
Yeah.
Because we're still working on Randy's health, and... So I've sort of been asking about health priorities and then which Creation Lightship clearings would be good for that. And one that I do always come back to, and I run it in different ways now based on my guidance, is the circulatory system. That one has really worked well. And, you know, I get kind of... sometimes unexpected, like to run it under the for the muscular system, which I wouldn't normally, I don't think I ever had run before I got the guidance to do it. I've also asked, and this was sort of early on, but I asked how many ascensions I missed, and I came up with an answer for that, and you know, I take it with a grain of salt. But it was over 20. I ask the percentage I am a spirit in my body. I ask that in a range, knowing that I don't expect to get an exact answer. Maybe I could, but and I sort of take them with a grain of salt. Like, okay, I'm doing good today, or maybe I should do some more life force energy exercises. And I also am sort of using it to get to know other ways that I can just, you know, hear my spirit loud and clear straight from my heart. I've started to do, like, just feeling different reactions in my body. So I sort of see it evolving.
Yeah. And also, since we talked about the barcodes, I know you did the death barcode for Randy, for, you know, all of you. And I wonder how you feel about how it helped his health issues, do you think? When you did the, after having done the death barcodes?
Yeah, I did 8 death barcodes for him last summer, and I had to lay really still on the couch, and I would feel different sensations in parts of my body, and they would be where Randy had, you know, was feeling, oh, he has so many problems, but, you know, the life-threatening ones were more head-related, so I know the death barcode was essential for us to do, and I did check in, and I think he does have another one. I mean, this is based on what I'm coming up with now, but I'm trusting it more than ever. And I think he has another one coming in 20 years. So, you know, I don't know. He's obviously one of the usual ones that has many. I asked my kids, they were 3, and so I do think that was an essential one for me to do for him.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, thank you so much. Is there anything else you wanted to mention while I have you on? Be there.
No, it's, you know, I've just been having so much fun with it. And, you know, at first it was more for food. I used it, which foods were good, neutral, beneficial to eat. And it has evolved really into a lot of, okay, what kind of creation light ship clearings? There's always a creation light ship clearing that could help. You know, sometimes with other things, like I have quite a few homeopathics around my house and, you know, a combination of things and diet and, you know, so. But I just, you know, I appreciate you, the creation light ship, so much. It's just truth for me. So thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye. So, Ron, also about these, since we're talking about the barcodes removal, and we did mention the spirit barcode, Tina is asking, do we have only one spirit barcode per person, and also, do we need to run the program more than once or just once?
Very good question. At first, I only saw one barcode on people. You know, you might run it every 6 months or something. But mainly, it's the one that you've had forever, okay? And that's the main one for the forced reincarnation. No.
So it seems like we shouldn't really get it back on, right?
Really shouldn't get it back on unless you happen to get one tagged on you from the 2012 Ascension, you see. That's why I put that one up there. And so, you know, that could be one way of doing that clearing, too, is to do the barcode. But remember, they can hook you in different ways in the mind energy. And it's kind of what your belief is in this lifetime. To give you an example, like if you're in a room of 100 people, and we'll just use Tina as the example, since her name isn't quite that common, and everybody else's name does not start with a T, and the person in the front says, is there a Tina out there? Well, you're going to be the only one in the room, and you're going to probably raise your hand and say, yeah, this is me. I'm Tina, okay? So it's kind of similar to that with the 2012 Ascension from the dark side, is that if you had any information about it, and they go, oh, man, this is the end of the world here, the clouds are coming, et cetera, and you're going to go, oh, man, I read the website about that, you know, a couple of years back. And they might use the same phrase inside of your head to validate it, and then they can abduct you with that information because you already, you know, understood it and read it, And remember, when it's in print, normally people believe that's the truth. After all, the Bible's in print. Everybody believes the Bible, typically, word for word, okay? And so once it's in print, you think that's gospel. And it isn't always true, you know? But that's what I'm saying is, could they put another one on you? Yeah, if you heard about something that was going to happen in a prediction or something, or that it was coming, or some channeler got out there and mentioned about when it's coming, and you happen to hear it, you may not believe it 100%, but if you believe it only 1%, then they got you. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. So could they put a barcode on you from that belief that you have? Remember, in Jesus' time, what did he say? Your faith has healed you, okay? Well, that would be just your faith and the energy coming to you from your spirit. And could the opposite be true? Can your faith kill you? Yes, it could. Okay? Because you could be believing in the wrong thing and having your faith in something that's a false energy or an energy that is not of the light. So, yes, your faith can also kill you, which is the same thing of the barcode. So that's why I say you may want to do it, you know, if you feel like you need to, then do it again by all means. But typically the one that you have now is going to be the one that worked through all your incarnations. Maybe you just have one of them on your spirit, and that's on there now. When you get that off there, you should be okay. Can they put another one on? It's, you know, everything is possible. And that would probably be, you know, the 2012, you know, ascension process could be putting these barcodes on everybody who believes in that. But something's going to happen at this date, okay? And you have to look at it another way. Looks like our time's ending. Nuts. Well, I guess our show's over. I was going to briefly talk about the Weather Channel. So they tell you about how bad life could be here, okay? And what could happen if this happens. Well, what are they doing? They're bringing up all the programming in the people to have the minds of the people bring forth this reality into the consciousness here about devastation. You know, just watch the Weather Channel. You're going to see all kinds of things that happens. And it's all negative stuff. And so they're bringing forth the energy from people to manifest it because they're putting it into consciousness here. Very, very sad. So this is Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship. .com is the website. Thank you, Annika.
And, thank you.
Got all the questions answered tonight. Our next program is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And then we have our question and answers on Friday at 8 o'clock Pacific time on a conference call line. So we'll see you later. It's after station two. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.